That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Earthquake, flamethrower, bus, vegetation.
Episodes.
98 degrees.
Oh, remember man. That? I know. I don't know why I just had like a panic moment. It had nothing to do with 98 degrees, but it got me thinking about LFO. For whatever reason, playing...
I like girls
that... Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah. And we just jammed that for an episode, and then it just couldn't be released. It's right. The only one that didn't just... So if you're not familiar with YouTube, everybody out there listening, I guess I'll shine a little light. A lot of times, and we don't care, you'll play a song, and it just says you can't monetize it. So... you can't put ads on it and then you make money on it. If you monetize it, they're going to get a cut of whatever money it would have been, right? For whatever reason with LFO, it just said no. Mm-mm. And we couldn't even, there's Mm-mm. one video version missing out of all 98 episodes. And it's whatever one we played LFO on. So apparently, don't ever play that.
They're strict.
Yeah. Which...
they like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch, but fucking hate dudes that
play their music
on their podcast.
You know what? That makes sense. Just a couple away from 100. That's very exciting. We got a lot of fun stuff for you on the show today. If you want the bonus content, you sign up on Patreon. You'll find a link in the episode description. Go buy some merch. Go check it out. At canyoudontpodcast.com, there's a bunch of merch there. And if you sign up on Patreon, you get access to the exclusive merch.
That Patreon show's been getting crazy lately.
It's a little wild.
Yeah. It's the gloves kind of, quite literally, the gloves come off.
Take the gloves off.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something you want to see on the show that includes confessions, which it's been a bit. I mean, maybe next week, for 100, we'll do a confessions.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like, send in, let's get dirty. Let's get real naughty.
Just let it all go.
Uh-huh.
And if they're nice and juicy, maybe episode 100 will be that. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I like a good confession.
I like a good
confession. I like girls that confess pants. All of their shit.
I like your pants around your feet. But anything you want to see on the show, send it in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Just a quick reminder that I'm just going to go on a casual fucking hot air balloon ride.
I don't know what to think about that.
Which is, ironically, not planned this way, but it's just going to be a couple days after episode 100 comes out. So May 10th, I'll be down in Arizona, and I'll be on a fucking hot air balloon. I got asked by people that don't listen to the show. They're like, would you be interested in a hot air balloon ride? And I just looked at him.
Would I?
You haven't listened to the show, have you?
I was like, you have no idea how bad of an idea this is. And I love bad ideas.
Are you going to let people know that when you get ready to go and when you make it back safe, if you make it back safe?
Yeah, I'll try my best. If I don't, how funny would that be if everyone shows up to my funeral, they're standing there and just over the trees,
mm-hmm.
my body's coming in on the bottom of a wicker basket, and they just miss and slam into a tree or a power line. That'd be sweet.
I just thought of a whole thing. Like, that could be your... if you die, let's say you die in this accident, mm-hmm. or in this ride. Let's say you have an accident and die in this ride.
That was a safe assumption.
Just implying...
So after you get in a hot air balloon accident...
Inevitably, when your balloon wrecks and you die.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to cremate your body. Is we put it up in the air and then we just light it on fire and you burn and your ashes fall into
wherever the
field,
wind,
wherever the wind takes you. That's the great thing about what hot air balloons is, you don't know.
It's one of the best things about hot air balloon funerals is you just got to go where the wind takes
That's
you.
That's right.
Fucking burning casket, just slamming into a neighborhood.
Like, setting a forest fire.
Kids, you're screaming and you're just like on fire. The lid pops open.
It's dragging down the street. Just kids are on their bikes.
Screaming as a flaming casket comes barreling down the road.
You look like that guy in out in New York that set himself on fire.
What do you? I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, yeah, dude, protester just lit himself on fire.
One of those.
It looked like the cover Rage Against the Machine.
That's what I was just about to
say. But it wasn't a monk.
So
it was some white guy.
It was an alternative cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm doing that. So I've got a little countdown, and yeah, I'll make a video. I'm not sure if I'm going to go live. Just trying to figure out what to do about the fucking hot air balloon. So
I hope you come. I hope you make it back.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, here we are joking about it. Last time we made jokes. About your health, bad things happen.
I ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
So maybe we don't do that. All right, let's get this fired up.
Yeah, dude.
You get it.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
So steering clear of the would you rathers a little bit this week.
Mm.
And it's just more of a generalized question that has a lot of, I guess, ins and outs to it.
Repercussions, maybe?
Man, maybe. Wrong word? Actually the opposite.
Oh.
If you could do literally anything you want, 100% consequence-free, but you only have 20 years left to live to the day, would you do it?
So I just turned 41.
Mm-hmm.
So that would put me at 61.
Right.
I mean, that's a good... If I'm 61 and I might be a grandpa by then.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'd, you know, you might have some little grandkids running around.
Right.
Might not be ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But anything?
Anything. That's a wild 20 years. And I have a hard time thinking about like what I would do with consequence free, right? But I also know that once I it would be like getting a little taster, like a Costco little sample.
A little sample?
Sample. They'd be like, I don't know. I mean, I'm bored. I guess I'll rob a bank.
Mm.
Right? And you're like, it's just one bank. And then you do it and you come out with whatever money. And you're like, hold on. I can just keep doing this. And nothing is going to happen to me. Where do you put the brakes on?
Okay. I have a thought right away on that.
Okay.
It's, I don't know how, so when you play a video game, let's say you play Red Dead Redemption. When you play a game like that, when you have a choice, like you can either blow the guy's head off or let him go.
I let him go and then blow his head off.
Okay. Cause like it sucks. I'm thinking about replaying the game and going full on just like screw outlaw. You.
Mm-hmm.
But cause what I tend to do in the game is my real personality comes out and mm-hmm. I let the people go. So like the bank robbing thing, when I think like, would I want to rob a bank? Because you're still like, you're affecting people. You could terrify, like your consequences are fine,
mm-hmm.
but are you okay with scarring people for life?
Well, that's depending on how you rob the bank.
Yeah. But if this is like, not just the robbing the bank, anything, let's say you like, I want to go out and I want to do something, but whatever you do is going to inevitably be going to affect other people's lives. So are you willing to maybe affect someone negatively so you get your rocks off?
I'm trying to think of a situation, right? I mean, just that, given the example, going off robbing a bank, where you come in, but you're the nicest.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you have a little comedy routine
mm-hmm.
and you're like, they're jokes and like, they're laughing. Like
it's, you come in on a unicycle.
Yeah. whatever you want.
Okay.
You got a fake mustache on, you got jokes and a unicycle
mm-hmm.
and you roll in there and you make them laugh and they're like, oh my God, it's the best day at the bank.
This is the worst robbery I've ever been a part of.
This is great. And you're like, okay, with that said, open the cash register.
Yeah.
And they're like,
oh, okay. Whoa. So you wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say that you have to point a gun at them.
Sure.
Or anything like that. It's just consequence free. But I guess if you're not aggressive enough, you're not going to get back there. Like, they'll be like, no, I'm not opening the vault. Like, I'm just going to call the cops. Like, they're not going to do anything. It's going to sound crazy, but I can't get into trouble for 20 years.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, they're like, okay, but like, you can call him, but just
and trust the guy in a unicycle.
Who are you going to trust? Yeah. And you just fucking fake mustache, solving a Rubik's Cube, riding a unicycle. Like, what are they going to do?
You can trust the cops. You're going to trust me.
Trust me. Like, okay, well, watch what happens when you call the cops, and I'll be here tomorrow with brand new material. And the cops show up. They're like, all right, Brian, get out. They're just like, what? Mm-hmm. He just tried to rob us. We're like,
nothing we can do about it.
And then tomorrow, they just hear like, squeak, 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 like down the sidewalk. And you just come rolling back in. You're like,
you see your, stop, you see like balls juggling through the window,
shadows of juggling balls. You just rolling. All right, stop me if you heard this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do the same routine.
Right.
Like, see, just open it. I'll split it with you. Like, there's ways around it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you, like, playing a video game. I tend to do the right thing, even in a fucking fake world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fun.
I feel guilty about shooting a bear, even though you're supposed to hunt it.
And sometimes you snap and just do something a little weird.
Mm.
Like,
pillage your evil out. Come on, guys.
I know. Like, sometimes, just for funsies, you'll go into a neighbor's house and lasso them and then hang them off a cliff. But that's not, yeah, it's not what you'd normally do. Hook them to a train, watch them fly behind it like a kite. Yeah.
Sure, I could do that.
Sure, but I am a little worried about the trickle effect, the trickle down of once I start doing it, like, okay. Like, and I read this as consequence-free being about the law. I don't know if consequence-free is about death, right? Is it? Like, could you get shot, but it's like, you're fine? Like, you're basically superhuman for 20 years? If that's the case, I'm going 20 years.
I think
you can live more in those 20 years than whatever the fuck you're doing from 61 to when you die.
Yeah. Well, it, like, really all of that is like
watching your kids grow up.
Yeah, yeah. It's watching, like, and, or if they have kids, it's like missing out on that. And if you're okay with that, then fucking go hard for the next 20 years.
I mean, how fun is it really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Would you really miss it?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Exactly.
Just ask him to send some pictures. You'll be fine.
Yeah, like, is it that? I mean, sure, it's cool.
The key is,
but is it
not letting or going out in a blaze of glory before your kids have kids?
Right.
So then you never met your grandkids.
Yeah. But you're also doing like some really cool stuff before that.
I feel like the consequence thing has to be like you can't get arrested.
It's just law, but you could still die.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary too, then. If you're trying to rob a bank, you're risking just someone, some hero shooting you and not understanding that you're just here for a good time.
A good guy with a gun.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Literally.
I ain't going to be around long, but I'm going to have a hell of a time.
Right. Now, like, yeah, the gambling and like just shit. I don't know. Consequence-free is a wide net.
I feel like maybe you're like Superman. So like you rob the bank. You can't get arrested.
You can't be stopped.
You could be shot, but it just bounces off your chest. But it could have hit somebody else. So,
well, that's their problem.
That's on them. That's on the person shooting the gun.
And that's on them for not being fucking Superman.
Right.
Not your problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's, you know, like, I'm not going to apologize for being Superman.
20 years is a long time. Factoring in kids, that's, I mean, that changes things. I don't even know. Like, and then also having faith that you're going to make it past 20 years from now. Like, fucking who knows? So you skip out on just being insane, immortal being that gets to do literally whatever they want.
See, what when I think about whatever I want, I don't think about like breaking the law. I think about like I'll go on whatever roller coaster. I'll bungee jump. I will skydive because I'm gonna live like that.
Well, you're gonna live anyway, but yeah,
maybe
no. Chances are pretty high.
I mean, I'll even go on a hot air balloon.
What?
Yeah.
Now that's crazy.
Yeah.
Who the fuck would do that?
Yeah, dude.
That's just
asking. If I had zero repercussions, that's the first thing that I would do.
I've always wanted to do this. Yeah. I always wanted to just go way up here and just look.
I mean, it seems really cool. I would be paranoid the whole time.
I'll let you know.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think going skydiving, just doing all that crazy. Oh, you know what I would love to do is a squirrel suit, like a you know, like a wing suit,
the flying suit, yeah,
like where you just fucking my fantasy of being a goose flying above the water, that's the closest thing that I think is to that. So if I knew I could do that without dying, that'd probably be the first thing I do.
Man,
I would go to Switzerland or wherever and fucking go for it.
You know, it's weird now that I'm, you know, just having more time to think about this. I was thinking about robbing a bank, but why the fuck would you need money?
Yeah.
You can literally just go take whatever you want.
I love that. That's the first thing. I was thinking I will go fucking you know, wingsuiting, and you're like, robbing a bank.
I was just trying to
killing some old lady.
I was trying to be a naughty boy.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't even need money. Could you just walk in the grocery store and grab your shit and walk out?
Well, all you'd have to do, you don't even have to rob a place. You just, I guess you robbing would be the most efficient way. It'd be the quickest way.
Yeah, but I got, hurry up, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
I have to still go down to the store and steal some bread after you open up this vault.
That would be kind of crazy if everything you did, if you just robbed everyone all the time. So, like, you just leave the house with bags. Instead of going to buy groceries, you're like, you just know you're going to rob a store. And how calm you would be because you know there's nothing that's going to happen to you.
Yeah, taking cars, wouldn't have to work. Like, literally.
Maybe Grand Theft Auto.
I'm going with, I'm picking it. I'm in. 20 years, consequence free.
I am too because it's like. It's,
what a life. What a moment.
It's playing Grand Theft Auto in real life.
But you also don't have to kill people.
You don't have to kill people if you don't want to. No. You could.
You could.
If you choose to, but you don't have to.
Mm-mm. You just, everything is free. And
have you ever been driving down the road and you're like, I could just.
Swerve over here and swerve. Kill this person.
Just like I could wipe out an entire family.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Every day I think about that. Just
I don't think about it. I don't think about it because I want to. But it's the idea that I have that much power. Like I'm driving down a 2-lane highway, and if I want to, I could just steer into this car and kill an entire family.
Yeah.
And nothing would stop me. I could just do it.
Yeah. The amount of like just
that's
responsibility
crazy.
That everybody just is staying on their part of the road.
You're just, yeah, and it's like, we're going to kind of talk about this later, but the idea that anybody at any time is in charge of...
Right. I think that's about the best segue we could possibly ask for. All right, so you're picking 20 years. Zach?
I'd go on a world tour to 216 countries and punch world leaders in the face.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, you'd take your guitar and go to, like, RV shows all around the world.
Play Wonderwall every time. Yeah. No, I think I'd just slap, you know, presidents and prime ministers.
You would just drive around looking for RV shows.
Fuck yeah.
Because they're the best audience.
Look for the rainy ones.
settling for a used car dealership.
With cold-ass hot dogs.
Okay, 20 years. Yeah. That's a good chunk of life.
It is.
But if you asked me when I was like early 20s, I don't know if I'd pick the same thing. You'd be like, there's so much life. I'm like, this doesn't get better.
Right. Yeah. Cause then you would be out at 40. If we said 20, we'd be ready to check out now.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I'd be out of here at 58.
I feel like this is the best ever so far.
Right.
41's not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be old and decrepit. And
no, you're killing it, dude.
Yeah.
You're killing it. All right, Zach, let's move on. Come on.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
So I think about this kind of shit all the time, every time I'm on a plane. We're talking about planes again.
Airplane
but it's
stuff.
Not just planes. This goes to a lot of different things. But the first thing that came to my mind was an airplane situation.
I was flying today. It was fucking crazy. Guess what happened?
Nothing. What? Nothing happened?
Nothing happened.
Well... When was the last time you sat in an emergency row?
2 weeks ago.
Did they ask you if you were competent?
They did actually have a funny story about that. Do you want to finish setting it up before we get into that?
Unless it's you want to get to it.
Sure, I can.
Okay.
There was this old guy, and it was just two people, two humans that were so set in their way. But when you have to sit in the emergency row, if you've never done it or you just don't like airplanes, the stewardess or flight attendant, whoever, they walk up there and they explain where the card is to read. And then they ask you and they said, I need a verbal yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go down the line and they look at you and you have to go, yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. And everyone in my side of the plane, yes, yes. And then the other side of the row, yes, yes. And then old man in the corner goes, yep. And she goes like this and goes to turn to the next person and goes back to him. And he stares at her and he goes, I'll do it. And she goes, sir, I need a verbal yes. And he goes, oh my God. Yes.
Like he's so annoyed.
And she goes, thank you. Oh. And then she walks away and you just hear him just going,
oh Jesus, I'm here back in my day.
And then unrolls his fucking 4-foot newspaper. He just starts reading the sports section. But he was just so, yep. And then she almost let it go. And she couldn't do it. Because yep doesn't work. I can do it. And she goes, that's what it was. Yeah, I can do it. He goes, no, I need a verbal yes. Yes.
What do you want from me, lady? I said I will.
Thank you.
Yes.
And then on to the next person, then yes. 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 Anyway, that was my
fucking guy.
Emergency exit story.
Well, this directly involves that sort of thing. I was on a plane wherever the hell I was, I don't remember. And I just like, it's so funny to me that when they do that, they go up to the emergency and they're like, you know, are you competent to do this? And the people like, yes. And then they go through like you just did. And then, you know, then they just go on. They just move on.
They say thank you and walk back to like,
cool,
station.
Cool.
that's sick, bro. I'll give you a little
bump. Yeah.
That's and dope.
It's like, okay, well, you're in charge of everyone on the airplane now.
Right.
It's so.
You are now the most important person on this airplane.
That's crazy to me.
That is, yeah. It's a little wild.
That. Like you, do we know if this person, how they react in stressful situations?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're sitting on a plane and you just want to get to your location, you're like, yes, I can handle it. Yes, fine. And you fall asleep.
Yes. And then you just go back to watching Friends.
Yeah. You go back to whatever it is that's distracting you mm-hmm. from, you know, your boring air ride.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, I feel you could be, of course, you're calm now. You're just trying to get to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
But what if shit goes down and everyone's looking at you to make sure that people get out safe?
Yeah.
Are you really competent to do that? That's crazy to me that no training, like, you got to train to be a pilot. The people that are flight attendants, they go through, like, they have, you know, you have to do certain things to be, I don't know what the qualifications are,
yeah,
but you go through some sort of a training and then they're just like, hey, Jim, can you get everyone out in a stressful situation? We might land in the water and you're in charge of opening that door and getting people out.
Everybody
to safety.
In this section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cool with
you
that?
You got that? You're like, yeah.
Yeah. It's good, dude.
We spent billions on a plane, but we can't figure out how to get that door open without you, buddy.
That, it's all riding on you.
Something tells you that door is going to be wide open if that plane crashes.
Yeah. So
the plane crashes and just fucking, oh man. Like half the front of the plane is missing.
You're still trying to get the door open.
Trying to get the emergency door open.
The water's coming in from the front.
Being responsible.
Like that person's supposed to just like.
Like they should be asking, do you have military training?
Yeah, like some sort
You're
of.
You're like, no. They're like, then get the fuck out of the emergency room.
I'm not saying we should do that, but no. It's like, it's crazy that something like that you shouldn't have to, like when you're buying a ticket, let's say when you're buying the ticket, it should say like, do you have some sort of a background in leader, like just anything to be allowed to be in that seat.
Just the list. Oh, it's so funny. The list of jobs that qualify you for emergency mm-hmm. room exit stuff. It's like cabinet maker. Refrigerator door manufacturer.
Anything with hinges? But right now it is. It's kind of like, have you ever opened a door before? All right, you're good.
Have you ever picked up a manhole cover and went in the sewer? And you're like, yeah. Okay, you got it.
You got it.
Have you ever? Yeah.
What isn't that what it is? Or no, it's a handle now, isn't it? Yeah. I was thinking it was like a big safe thing where you're like. The wrench to get in like a safe. Yeah. Gold bars behind the door.
And she just doesn't want to deal with it. She just keeps lowering the qualifications. She's like, okay, like this is 15 different careers in. And he's like, no. And she goes, have you ever walked into a house? He's like, yeah. He goes, okay, you're good.
You've opened a door.
Have you opened a door? I'm pretty sure. How'd you get in here?
Well, the door was already open.
They're automatic doors on the airport, and I live in a tent.
Yeah, you just walk in.
So you've zipped and unzipped a tent? Yeah, you're good. And then move on. No, you got it. Jesus, I hate this job. He's just fucking so over it. No, but I get you. Like, having some sort of trial run, because people would do it in order to get the extra leg room.
Uh-huh.
They would go through, you have to go through TSA pre and get those qualifications in order to skip the line. If you want extra leg room, then maybe go through a tiny little training course online that qualifies you to be able to be seated in the emergency row.
And the reason I bring this up, it's not like I think people need some sort of special qualification, but you just don't know how someone's going to react in a stressful situation. You could be like you, there's normal dude, but when you get in a stressful situation,
average Joe,
maybe your brain, you just freeze and you don't know what to do. And now that person's in charge.
Yeah.
And it just makes you think that's just one aspect, just that. There are so many things out there that we do every single day that we let our kids get on a bus that some guy has a license to drive the bus, but we don't know anything about that guy.
How well did he do?
Did he just pass?
Just well enough for you to put your kid in there?
If he has a bad day, he could drive all of our kids off a cliff.
Yeah.
When you go to a sporting event, we used to ride the bus to wherever, Yakima. You go up hills and you're driving around cliffs. He could just be
No, thanks.
I botched it. fuck it.
He goes, fuck it. I'm not retaking this bus test again.
Yeah.
He lost his license. He has to go retake it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not. It's such a pain in the ass. I'm just rather drive this bus full of kids off the cliff.
Yeah. And there goes an entire generation of children.
Yeah, but one guy doesn't have to take the test again, so we have to look at the positive.
Yeah.
That's funny you have brought up seatbelts, because this is something
I didn't bring up seatbelts.
Well, sorry. I was talking about you feel this person is qualified and you're safe in the vehicle. So buses, and then I was thinking about school buses, and kids aren't wearing seatbelts inside there anyway. And then I have to still talk to Cassie when we're in an Uber, and she won't put her seatbelt on. And I'm like, Cassie, this is just a dude. We're in some random person's car that can also get hit by another car.
All he did was
sign up.
Yeah, he signed up and got cleared. That's all. I was like,
you are not safe. This is not a professional environment. And she's gotten better. She'll look at me and make sure I just watch her click.
Why doesn't she just put her seatbelt on?
Does she not wear
one all the time?
No, she does, but just not in an Uber. I have no idea.
That's so bizarre.
You're not any safer back here. You're less safe.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened, but it's just one of those things where you're I'm in a cab, I'm in a bus. What's the worst that could happen?
All it takes is the person in charge having a bad day.
Yeah, or just being a normal person, but he's just driving you around.
Well, yeah, and then like you said, you're counting on other drivers not to plow into you.
Bad shit happens to Ubers, too. But emergency door.
But, Uber is a perfect example. Yeah. Going to a restaurant, assuming everyone isn't itching their balls and making your food.
They are. We've heard those stories.
Yeah, it's just, we're just okay with that. Mm-hmm. But then you get into things let's go to a theme park.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go on the Scorpion Death Coaster.
2000.
Yeah. It's a brand new ride.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to
it
just
used,
be.
It used to have the world record, and then it just got broken.
It just got broken.
But
by
for 5 years, it was the highest and fastest. Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
Yeah. But then Dubai built one, and now it's the second highest fastest.
What about the guy at the fair? Let's get those rides.
Yeah, fair guys. That's even worse. That's even worse.
Absolutely.
Now we're going to go backwards.
But, so the fair, it's usually some carny that's in his, 20s, 30s, 40s,
50s, 60s,
they've
70s.
They've been around the block.
An adult human.
They've been around the block. They've, they party hard, but they work hard too,
Yeah, I hear you.
But you go into a theme park and it's some 15-year-old kid with acne.
Mm-hmm.
His voice is squeaking.
He just walks down the line and taps your seat.
Yeah.
And it's you and your kid. And he's like, okay, just gives a thumbs up. You're like, are we good?
Yeah. Because I hope we're good.
Because I feel like this play in my my headrest is, or my whatever, the vest fucking belt, whatever it's called.
Let's say fucking little Timmy, his girlfriend broke up with him. And he's having a day where he's just kind of mailing it in.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And we just do it. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm going to go bungee jumping. I hope this guy straps me in, right? Or the zip line. I hope he didn't miss out on a carabiner.
Yeah, I hope he tests the bungees before today. And then it flashes back to them testing the bungees. And they're just slamming beers and getting high instead.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of yanking on it while it's tied to a chair. And they're that's good.
Yeah, that's the way it was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
We were fine yesterday.
All right. Hook them up. Let them jump.
Or you let some, or like you just go on a hot air balloon with some guy that they have to go through the FFA or FAA. Is it Future Farmers of America? you have to show at least one cow in order to fly
first,
a hot air balloon.
That's your first guest is whatever cow you bought at 4-H. You put it in the wicker basket, take and it you up
send
with
it
you.
Up. Yeah. It's like putting a monkey in space.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'm not going.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Huh? See how this goes first.
But any one of those fucking things, it's like, I'm not trying to scare people, because you still go out and do all those things. I just think it's hilarious that certain things don't need, like, crazy qualifications. And I'm not asking for crazy qualifications. I'm just asking for, when I go on a plane, that the person that's going to open the emergency door and be responsible for everyone's life
has any getting idea? Out
safe is competent enough to do that.
Right, right. I have one more vision of the airplane thing that we're going to slide off to a nice dick today.
Okay.
He's going to take the whole thing in.
Mm.
And we're going to sit on it for a long time. Mm. We're not going to get off of it. We're going to bring it in. But the airplane situation, it's fucking going down. Shit is on fire. And then you have... best case scenario, the calmest guy. But this guy's way too calm. He's sitting there and you're like, everyone's screaming and praying. And you look over and he's reading, like sitting in the chair, reading the emergency exit thing. But the emergency exit pamphlet's on fire. It's like burning from the top. He's like, he's trying to put
open
it out.
The door. He's like, hold on. There's an order of
there's
things.
There's an order. Look at one. He's like showing it to you as it's burning down. Yeah. You're like, God damn it, dude. You're too calm. You're scaring me. He goes, I'm just learning.
Or you should have read that beforehand.
He's like, yeah, well, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah.
But I'm reading it now, so you guys can keep it down. And he puts his readers on.
Everyone's screaming over the
just
top.
Like the whole plane's jumping. Everything's on fire. He goes, okay, so number two, hold on. What was number one? Number one, grab the handle. Number two, pull the handle. That can't be right. Number one, he's like...
Oh, wait. Oh, number one burned off. Shit.
Oh, gone. God. Okay, so number two...
Anybody remember what number one said?
Okay, let's move some dick.
Okay.
All right.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
Hi. I'm an audio file. Like? Isn't that what they call it? Audio file? Like, you geek out on audio stuff.
Oh, audio I thought file? You meant yeah. like an audio, like a wave.
No, I am an audio wave. Downtown.
The something audio. The
audio. So this came across the internet this week, and I just thought about the process of this guy, and it just got funnier and funnier when I just realized what he was doing and what he was trying to accomplish. So this guy analyzed 34 hours of orgasm recordings.
Ooh.
To find that people come quietly.
That's what he came out with?
Yeah. So that's what he came up with. So if we go down to the article here. Wait, why is it? Don't do it. Oh, it's faded now. You don't need the whole thing. It wasn't doing this on my other computer. Why is it only? So if you've ever watched even a few minutes of porn, which I haven't, you know that being... performatively noisy in bed, moaning, gasping, screaming, etc. Who writes out etc.?
What?
Dicks.
Get a grip.
Oh, you pompous ass, dude.
Well, they also use performatively noisy. Okay,
that's a little bit too pretentious.
That's one of the most common features of performing sex, especially in the heterosexual kind.
In porn, where there's like, oh,
take that dick, bitch.
Give me that dick.
A researcher in Sweden analyzed thousands of crowdsourced recordings from an orgasm sound library and found that getting loud when you're close is less about performance or urging one's partner along and more about involuntary expressions of enjoyment. Here's the guy. Audrey Anakin?
Andrey Anakin?
What'd I say?
Not what I just said.
A cognitive science researcher at Lund University in Sweden wrote that this is the first study to perform detailed acoustic analysis of authentic sexual episodes, and that it paints a more complex picture of vocalization during sex than we may have commonly believed. The paper is published back in a March issue in a peer-reviewed journal, Evolution and Human Behavior.
Oh, so Anakin.
What'd I say?
Nothing. I was just doing the Anakin voice.
Yeah, gotcha. Anakin like Skywalker.
Anakin downloaded 3,528 audio recordings from the Orgasm Sound Library Project's
that
website.
Exists?
Okay. So two things. I mean, I've always liked, and I feel like I don't come across them, wink, nearly as much as I would like, is when like a certain study like this gets funding. Like we talked about it with this fella. Right.
Yeah, right.
You know, millions and millions of dollars to recreate a dead mummy's voice. And then this.
Yeah.
That's what they came back with. And that's just always so funny to me.
The climax is, yeah, that's the climax.
And I remember reading one, I don't remember the exact amount, but this was years and years ago, of a whole scientific study was done to find out if fans actually made cold or made the air cold. Right. So, I mean, no, it doesn't. It's wind chill. So just because it's passing through a fan doesn't cool the air down. So when you leave the house, you can turn your fucking fans off. It's not going to make your house cold. It's just how your skin perceives the air. It's not actually making it colder. And it was like millions of dollars for these people to fucking figure that one out. And then now you look at this guy. Now you look at Mr. Anakin, who spent all this time going through 3,528 recordings to just be like, that's not very loud.
He spent $100 million. People like sex.
Right. And these people have families. And like this guy, like he gets home, I'm guessing walks upstairs from his basement of a long day of analyzing orgasms, and he's exhausted.
Asks, what's for dinner, hon?
Yeah. And he sits down, he's like, he scoots in, and he looks at the kids, like, how's your day at school, kids? It was good, dad. Anything new happen? No, not really. He goes, oh, okay. Like, cuts into his pork chop, you know, dips it. He goes, thanks, babe. This is awesome. Thank you so much. Takes a bite. She goes, yeah. So what are you working on again? And he's like, oh, what was I working on?
What was that again? I mean, a lot of ins and outs.
There's a lot of crazy stuff. Like the big one right now is I'm just in the basement listening to orgasms. And she goes, oh, like she's trying to be supportive.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. You go, what are you trying to find out? I guess mostly if it's loud or quiet. She goes, so you how long? The last 6 months. Can you pass the salt? You've been listening to orgasms. Where do you get them? I get them online from the Sound Orgasm Library. And she's like, oh, wow.
Orgasm goes, audio.
Yeah, And he's like scooping up some potatoes. He's like, yeah. First of its kind.
Yeah, groundbreaking.
Your hubby's doing it again. First of its kind. No one's ever done this before. And she goes, what do you think that maybe no one's done it? Because
nobody cares.
No one cares. There's no reason to do it. And he's like, no, I thought that's what I thought at first.
Yeah.
And the more I listened, I realized like, pretty quiet.
It's pretty quiet. Yeah. Yeah. So she's like, so what did you find?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you.
You're not going to believe this. So like, normally you'd be like orgasm pretty loud, right? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, nope.
No, not at all.
Pretty quiet.
It's kind of the exact opposite.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
She's like, no, I wouldn't. I've never had one.
She goes, okay. And then a little silence. She goes, so can you help with dropping the kids off on two? He goes, no, I wish I could.
I got the bluest balls in America.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I wish I could help them out. I got 2,500 more orgasms to listen to and analyze the data. Yeah, I mean, there's a pretty definite trend out of the first 1,000. It's
just
pretty
when
quiet.
You think you're done with orgasms.
You get one of those outliers. Where someone's like, oh, and you're like, is this quiet? How's this going to affect the graph?
The bell graph or the.
Yeah, it's just mostly the same. Then, oh,
yeah.
He just hops up 10. He's like, well, that's going to skew the data. But what the fuck is this guy doing? So anyway.
I just couldn't imagine. You're not even watching it. It's like, no. It's one thing to watch it and be like, and see the reaction, but you're just listening.
Mm-hmm.
Like some guy's like, she's like, oh no. Oh no. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, oh wait, was that? And then, cause you can't see. You're like, wait, was that it? Was that the orgasm? Oh, nope. They're still going.
Oh, no. She faked it quietly. No, but it does bring up the thing of like, yeah, you're a little louder when you're with somebody than by yourself. By yourself, you could be dead quiet if you want to. Mm-hmm. You could be dead quiet with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
The fun of it is being like, you want to fuck this birdhouse?
Where do you want it?
Yeah, where do you want to fucking come? How many birdhouses do you have?
I'm gonna fuck them, and I'm gonna come in them because that's what you want. Can you help move my ladder? I don't want to climb back down. My feet are tired.
It's time to fill up this birdhouse with some seed.
Put some seed in this house.
Anyway, that was it. Want to talk about more dick? Okay, great. You got the next one.
Will you punch your computer, Joe?
Punch it?
Yeah, it's going nuts.
Okay. Bap. Did that fix it?
It sure didn't.
Oh, shit. All right, Brian, you start reading the next one. I'm going to try.
Okay. This is a... Joe, do either of you have vasectomies?
I do not have a vasectomy.
No.
No? I don't either.
Sweet. Segway. All right, so moving off to petty beef.
Yeah. I would like to know, I mean, from some peeps out there that do have them, like, are you happy you did it? Because it's one thing I've kind of wondered, like...
I'm just sure.
For a little added safety.
Yeah, lots of added safety. Like, I mean, I could get one. I don't want to have more children.
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's just a pull-out thing. She's not on anything, so it really is...
You're going to have another one?
Nah.
No, I don't have sex. You're like, for me, personally, it's a pull-out thing. I mean, I just pull out and come on my own stomach because I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have sex.
You would be kind of funny, though, is if you...
Did
like,
that work, Zach?
Well, if you...
Nope.
God damn.
Pull out, and then you're like, you got to put it in the butt.
What?
So you still get to jizz in...
Yeah.
But so you do it in the butt.
That worked?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that, by the way. Okay, back to you.
Do you? You pull out from the front and go in the back?
Yeah, I've done that. Are you surprised?
No.
No, it's fucking sweet. Back to you.
Cream pie in the butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man getting vasectomy.
Brown pie. Go ahead.
Ah.
Back to you.
Back to you, Johnny.
Less about the brown pie, more about the vasectomy.
I'm getting a... Ads of fucking Harvey Weinstein. All right, man getting vasectomy when earthquake hit, thought doctor was making a joke. Justin Allen, a 33-year-old father of two from Horsham, Pennsylvania, got a whole lot of attention on social media Friday when he posted about his experience during an earthquake that hit the East Coast around 10:23 a.m. with a preliminary magnitude of 4.8.
Let's not jump to conclusions here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's just say it struck while he was in the middle of a very delicate procedure. A fucking awesome!
Awesome!
A fucking earthquake happened in the middle of my vasectomy! He wrote... Oh, fuck. He's got lightheaded.
Yeah.
He wrote on X, formerly... how long are we going to have to do the X, formerly Twitter thing? Like, we all know that it's formerly Twitter.
If you're using it, you know that's what happened.
Yeah.
I get it.
Fuck off. Alex explained to HuffPost on Friday that he had a 10 a.m. appointment scheduled at a urology surgery center in Huntington Valley, and that started out totally normal. I was thankful to have a surgeon that walked me through every single step of the procedure. About 10 minutes in, though, into a 20-minute surgery, the whole room started shaking. This picture of this guy outside the urology health surgery center.
Getting clipped.
About to get clipped. So Alan reacted to the rare event like other East Coasters by reaching for a logical reason for the surreal situation. At first, I was wondering if there was we were close to a train station or if there was something else that could be causing the room to shake like that, he said. Either way, I didn't initially think it was an earthquake because I'd never really felt one before.
Well,
and I'd never gotten a
vasectomy
before either.
Next to a train station, so who am I to judge?
Yeah.
There's someone out there that did get a vasectomy next to a train station. He goes, dude, it feels like that's freaked me out.
Crazy,
too. But it was mine was just a train.
I know the exact feeling.
It was nuts.
But then the surgeon addressed the elephant in the room when the doctor said, it's an earthquake. Or wait, is that an earthquake?
Yeah.
I still thought it was a joke. And then he was just trying to lighten the mood. God. Some guy is snipping around your ball sack and then is cracking jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for like realistic people. It's like
intense situations.
Yeah, it's like let's be. But it is kind of funny. Like he's down there like cutting wires and shit by your balls and dick, and he's like, "What is that, an earthquake?"
I mean, throwing out any sort of. Like, what actually happens, the procedure during a vasectomy. Obviously, they're not doing what I'm about to say. But for whatever reason, I picture this is what's happening with these two dudes. You got this dude. He's laying down, dick's out. And you got the doctor, and like he just like doing what doctor stuff does, and he reaches up and grabs his dick and starts shaking it, and he goes, "Oh, is that an earthquake?" And the guy's like, "What?" Like he goes, "Look, the whole room shaking."
Helicopter.
Starts slapping it on his belly. Must be an earthquake. And this doctor's just been waiting for the perfect moment to swing a patient's dick around. He finally got it. He's like, "This joke is gonna be a hit."
He's like, "You got to jump on that opportunity."
He goes, "No, I think that is an earthquake. Will you please quit slapping my own dick against my stomach? Would you rather be mine?"
I'm assuming they'd probably give you something so you wouldn't get hard.
What?
I think, what? Like while you're getting it. So if you, like, I don't care if it's a dude or a chick. If someone's grabbing my wiener and swinging around, blood's gonna flow to it.
Yeah, but like that's not. Yeah, but they don't do that during a vasectomy.
What?
Swing your dick around.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, so if he starts doing that, something's going to happen.
Procedure.
That's extra money.
Yeah.
It's all part of the experience.
And now
VIP
that,
package.
Yeah, and this is where you pay $10 more. Check this out. And just starts fucking whipping your dick around. Whoa.
Doc, is that safe?
This is what you asked for.
Yeah, you had it. You upgraded.
You think I want to be doing this? And he's just like, he's just so bored. Helicoptering your penis. Okay, we're done here. He goes, "Thank God."
You got to read the fine print.
Pulls his mask back up and goes back to cutting your tubes.
That's so, you got to be so exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Like when my wife gave birth, she was on this table and like she was basically nude and like the thing was coming off. So she's just naked.
Mm-hmm.
And like this, she, you know, like trying not to shit herself and the baby's coming out. Just completely exposed. I couldn't. And now I just picture like I'm laying there with cack and balls hanging out, and then people are just having a conversation. Like, "Well, all right, scalpel," and they're like, "What is it? Oh, does that look normal?" And you're just laying there,
like that isn't normal.
Because are you out or are you?
I think you could probably choose. This guy was up.
Would you want to go out?
I wouldn't care. 20 minutes. I don't care. They see so many dicks. Like that's my problem. They don't fucking go.
I know. That's why I'm saying like it's.
I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care.
Well, like, yeah, you've got a big old dick.
I would have to get over it. I'd be like, "Dude, they cut dick stuff is what they do for a living. Like, they're sick of seeing penises."
Mm.
So for me to be like,
Maybe you shouldn't got into that.
Hmm?
Like, maybe you should move on to something else if you're sick of cutting dicks.
Sick of cutting dicks. Not my fault. Grow up.
It was a high calling, sir.
Yeah, go listen to your orgasms in the basement. Sick of looking at dicks. Really spice things up. But yeah, I just think
the guy's, no, he does both.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's, he's got his headphones on listening to orgasms
while giving vasectomies. He's like, "Oh, that one was kind of loud."
Ooh.
But doesn't explain what he's doing. He goes, "Man, that was kind of loud." And he just goes back to working on your dick. And you're like, "What is he doing?" Earthquakes are pretty wild. I mean, assuming all of us here have been in an earthquake of some sort, right? Yeah.
Well, mild and quick.
Yeah.
I slept.
Kind of like my sex life.
Huh? You,
I slept through one in California. My wife was running out of the house and getting the kids out. And
really?
Me and my son, we just slept through it. It was great. It was pretty good size, though.
Yeah, they are weird. Like, you really don't know what's happening for a little bit because it doesn't make any goddamn sense.
And
then
it's over and you're like, "Wait, was that an earthquake?"
Right.
Has anybody ever been during an earthquake going, "Is this an earthquake?" It's always like, it stops. "Oh, was that an earthquake?"
And then you have to figure it out.
Yeah, you start putting the pieces together.
Yeah, like at least at first... I remember being like, is there a giant fucking truck driving by? Like, what is happening? Because you just get that low rumble and you see things starting to move and you're like, "That's a really big truck." But I've never been like in a wobbly floor earthquake, just shit shaking around your house type of stuff.
You're saying things are shaking. I'm just visualizing being on that, the surgery bed, and the thing starts shaking and your wiener's just going
just like a vibration plate. Yeah,
it's just going like
this. And the doctor's like, "Can you please stop doing that with your dick? I thought you were doing it."
Yeah.
No, that's shit.
Wait, and then it's over. Wait, was that an earthquake?
That's how they get to an earthquake. Right. The doctor's like, "Can you please quit shaking your dick?" He goes, I'm not. Your whole room shaking. He's like, "Yeah, right, dude."
and then it stops. Oh, yeah. That must have been an earthquake.
All right. Anyway. So you're done shaking your dick. Okay. Let's take a look at petty beef.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Zach!
Silence in the court!
You are now entering the Petty Beef Courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
Oh, hello.
This is a clusterfuck of a petty beef sent in by our son, Danny. And he writes, "Hey, guys. Not something I usually do, and I had to bust out the laptop to type all of this out. So here we go. I cheated on my girlfriend this past May."
Oh, God.
So this was sent in a little while ago. Clearly. Considering it's almost May again.
Yeah.
"Neither knew about each other. After my coworker found out I was seeing someone, she then told me she was pregnant. At first, she didn't want me to be a part of the kid's life, and I was actually kind of cool with that at first. I already have two other kids with two other women, and I didn't want the additional drama. After 5 months, I decided I couldn't do that to the kid, so I told my girlfriend that I wanted to be a part of the kid's life. She got mad and left me." Fair. "I then told my coworker that we could work on a potential relationship because it would make life easier if we had the chemistry. 2 fucking days before I was to make the first doctor's appointment with her, she said that she miscarried. Now, at 7 months pregnant, you don't just miscarry. You'd have a stillbirth, and that comes with like a certificate and everything. She said, I don't, Danny, the way you worded that.
God.
She said
she's holding it.
All right, smile. She said she could not provide me with the paperwork. She's a big girl, and sometimes big girls don't know until pretty late into a pregnancy, so that's why her not showing didn't throw any red flags for me. Nothing about it makes sense to me anymore, so I think she has never actually been pregnant. So she is also upset that I've been ignoring her now and asked me, why are you not in a relationship?
Are we not?
Are we not in a relationship? Do I have a right to be mad and ignore her?" Now, Danny did send in
a lot to unpack.
An additional email that I couldn't find at the time of putting this petty beef together. But he did find out that she was not actually pregnant.
So
she lied about being pregnant.
She wasn't just confused. She was actually lied.
Yeah. And when he wrote in this piece, he didn't know at that point. But he was saying, he goes, that's not how that works. 7 months into it, it's not just like, oh, yeah, whoops. Like, that's a baby. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he cheated on the ex-girl, but so mm-hmm. that I'm assuming that previous relationship is.
Yeah. He told her and then she left.
Good. Mm-hmm. Like you're not going to take you back.
I didn't get that update. Yeah. Maybe.
Imagine going back and be like, okay, so I know I cheated on you and I want to be in the kid's life.
But here's the thing.
Yeah. It was like kind of weird thing happened. She wasn't actually pregnant.
So
we're good, right?
What I should have done is just not ever told you.
Yeah.
Right?
But we're
good. So imagine.
So we're good.
Imagine I didn't tell you and you didn't know.
Pretend like that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. Can you do that? Can we just keep going like with this? She's like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He's like, I could personally
I could
forget about it and move right on and we just pick up where we left off.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing doesn't bother me one bit. So this is really a you problem. You just start spinning it.
This is on you. This is on you. Oh, we're done?
Oh, we're done? But that's your decision then. Because I'm fine with what I did. I didn't even remember.
I've come to terms with it.
I've come to terms with it. I forgot about it. And I could easily pretend it didn't happen. But you can't.
Like, we could have sex right now. I'd be into it.
That'd be fine. I mean, and if you get pregnant, then I'll tell the other one.
Yeah.
I'll tell the girl that I'm still sleeping with that it's over because you're pregnant.
Right.
And I don't see an issue.
That's a commitment.
Oh, Danny boy.
That's a lot.
There's not a whole lot that you can really. Yes, he has. So no matter what he did, whether it's cheating or not, lying about being pregnant to save a relationship and then ending up not actually being pregnant, pretty big deal. Right? Yeah. So I don't think that there's anything wrong with him being mad and ignoring her because.
Sounds like everyone's fucking up.
Like I said, it's a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
He put himself in it.
Yeah.
So this is the type of shit that comes with that. Mm. Like it's going to blow things up. So that's where you are. That's mm-hmm. what happened. But that doesn't mean that just because of the gigantic mistake, everyone gets to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get to lie about being pregnant and then be like, well, you're not talking to me anymore. I don't know. Because you lied about being pregnant.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good
like,
one.
How do we build on that?
Yeah. What else could you do? What else are you lying about? If you're literally lie about being pregnant.
Lying about being pregnant is such a... Because when someone gets pregnant, let's say it's an accident. And a lot of people, then they like, okay, well, let's work this out. Mm-hmm. Let's start a relationship. Let's, you know... That you say, okay, I'm pregnant. You've now like kind of paved... Your future.
A whole new path.
Like, yeah. It's like, this is, okay, this is, our entire life trajectory has changed.
Mm-hmm.
The future is completely different.
And then just be like,
no, I wasn't really pregnant.
Yeah. And you're like, fuck, wait, I was what?
Even though Danny fucked up.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, you know.
I think that he has a right to be upset. Even though he put himself in a shitty situation, he's still not just allowed to lie about fucking being pregnant to try and. Piece together
like,
relationship.
I feel like it's a wash. So hear me out. He fucked up,
mm-hmm.
and then he got lied to. I think he should cut his losses.
Oh, I think
And just forget about the other chick. Just move on. Yeah, she's mad. Whatever. Just move past it. Yeah, everyone needs to move past.
Yeah, I hear you. Zach, do you have any input on this clusterfuck?
Not really. No, that's nuts. I mean, you shouldn't lie about something as big as a baby. That's pretty fucked up. So,
yeah, I hear
he picked a baddie.
Yeah, he put himself in it. But, yeah, I'm in that same boat where you just can't, just because you got there, that's his fault. But that's your fault for lying about being pregnant.
That just sounds like such
a nightmare.
A mess, dude. Like,
Reading it, I felt bad for everybody.
I can't, imagine going, like... I can't imagine waking up and like, all right, I got to deal with this today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just something that's just in your life you're dealing with. I guess I've tried my damnedest to not do something like that,
right.
I guess. So,
well, and then him being in that situation, I guess, explains why we get such funny would you rathers, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
So Danny's going through it. We love you, buddy.
And you know what? Like, I hope it works out, but I kind of like the chaos that you produce, that you give us.
So keep
for content.
So keep doing this stuff.
Keep doing you, dude. Don't change.
Don't go changing. Don't change yourself.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Stay cool.
Stick to the
pregnancy
rivers and the lakes that you're used to, because we love it.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right, let's take a look at some good news for this week. All right, Zach, you ready?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah!
Alrighty. You ready for some...
Happiness?
Happiness. Yeah, like some hero type stuff.
I am.
Okay.
I've never been more ready than right now.
Hero Taco Bell manager speaks out after life-saving CPR on baby in the drive-thru.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
All right. There's nothing quite like a mother's instinct and a quick-thinking mom's act of heroism at a Taco Bell drive-thru saved an 11-week-old who had stopped breathing. Probably because they just ate fucking Taco Bell.
Could be.
That is not healthy.
It's going to do it.
Natasha Long pulled up on the Richboro up to the Richboro Taco Bell outside of Philadelphia. Dude, Pennsylvania's got some shit going on. With her son, Miles. Hey! Spelled the same way as mine. On Saturday afternoon when she heard him struggling to breathe and got out a check. Oh God, it just like makes me sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm. Check out only to find he was blue and lifeless. That is the fucking worst.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about manager Becky Arbo told Good Morning America that while working the lunch rush, I heard a scream and then someone yelled out, "Call 911! The baby is breathing!"
Ah! Probably then, sounding just like that.
And then I pictured some woman in the background just going, "Ah!"
Yep.
Ah!
Just screaming, letting it go.
She doesn't even know what's going on.
No,
she's
three cars back.
She's just screaming for no reason.
She's just pissed. She didn't get her fucking burrito supreme.
No, yeah, where's my fucking chalupa?
I said no onions.
No, so fucking onions.
I said no fucking pickles.
I threw my headset and ran outside to the baby. The mom was panicked. I told her to give me your baby. And I performed CPR. I was trying to calm her down and comfort her, and I reassure that it will all be fine. See, this is the type of person that should be sitting in the fucking emergency, not the mom.
Mm-hmm.
The mom shouldn't be sitting in that seat.
Mom froze up.
She froze. I want the Taco Bell. See, you think the other way around. I don't want some stoner working at Taco Bell sitting at the emergency door.
Mm-hmm.
That's on you for thinking that's what Taco Bell people were.
That's your fault for stereotyping.
It's on you.
Yep.
She just saved a life.
She just saved a baby.
The baby finally started to breathe. And the ambulance came pretty quickly, and then they took over. Arbro said, the EMT said, I saved his life.
Man.
As a mother of four herself, with two boys and two girls, Arbro told GMA she knows how to perform CPR because my daughter had issues when she was little, and I had to do CPR on her a few times. That's just...
Being in a situation where you're trying to save a baby... but also calm someone down at the same time. Like
it's like this.
Yeah. It's like tapping your head and rubbing your belly.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you're doing CPR, but you're also.
Shut up.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because.
Stay in life. Sing it with me. Stay in life. Stay in life.
Yeah.
Huh?
Just trying to do two things at once. But man, what a quick thought. Get out there. Able to save a baby's life. When you just like hear a scream and run out of a Taco Bell and pull it off.
Would you be able to?
I have forgotten. I knew CPR at one point. So I don't know what I would have done, but I feel like I would have just started doing something.
But I feel like people would just start doing like the back smack.
Oh, the Heimlich smacking?
No. Well, the Heimlich's the front. You squeeze the
back. Not on a baby.
Yeah. The back. Well, yeah. But yeah. Is that technically, not technically the Heimlich then, right?
Because you can't push on their belly, so you hit them from the back.
Right, so it's not Heimlich.
It's a baby Heimlich. I don't know what you wanted. What is it called?
I don't know, but the Heimlich was invented by Heimlich Mr. Is. Heimlich.
Yeah. I think it's still called the Heimlich maneuver just for a baby. Trying to get something, it's stuck in their throat.
He did,
out.
Nah, you think he did both? He came up with both?
He's just waiting so long for a baby to start choking on something.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried the normal way, and he goes, that didn't work. And then just put the baby down and took notes. He goes, got to come up with new baby Heimlich.
Smacked forehead didn't work.
Smacked forehead didn't work. Pulled earlobes didn't work.
Didn't work.
Did magic trick didn't work. Rode a unicycle didn't work. How am I going to save this baby? Clicks his pen and just leaves.
I want to know if there are doctors or nurses in the audience, because I have a thought on something that I've never looked it up to see if this is correct or not. But I've had situations where, like, my younger son, like, he'd be chewing on something, and you go, and then someone will smack their back, thinking, oh, they're choking. But in my head, that seems wrong. Like, if something's not lodged, it seems like smacking them in the back would be the worst thing you could do, because you hit them, they'd be like, like, it would frighten them, and then they suck the food down even farther.
Yeah, or jolt them forward and shoot the food back.
But you hear, like, and then someone just immediately smacks. It seems like you should dissect, like, analyze the situation. Like, are they choking, or are they just kind of like, ugh? And then if they are choking, then you move to that.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like that'd be the way to go to me, but I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just some guy that
is hitting kids,
you know,
in a pizzeria.
I'm just some guy that enjoys hitting kids, but I'm not a doctor.
I've accidentally saved so many kids' lives.
Yeah.
Just by hitting them and I'm like, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Like, I was just getting you out of my way.
He wasn't even choking.
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't even know I was choking. I know. You're welcome.
Yeah. They call me preemptive man.
Call me Miracle Brian. I get off the fucking sidewalk. I'm trying to mow. Okay, let's move on to this crazy little fun thing you can get
out of the way of the fucking skee ball thing, dude.
Get out of the fucking way, you nerd. Quit choking on cheese. Zach!
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome!
I understand this isn't for everyone, and I actually would never get this, but it is a little insight into what we where we're going.
Okay.
And that's exciting. This is called the Thermonator.
Mm.
And you know you can get flamethrowers. I mean, Elon Musk makes them. Like, people make flamethrowers you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Boston Dynamics, that robot company, they make those little dogs that can walk around, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've seen mm-hmm. the robots. Yep. They can do all the tricks, and they are basically built to carry heavy equipment, and you just can't kick them over. Like, that's like a crazy robot. You can put them together. And for $9,420, you can have a robot dog that has a flamethrower on its back.
Yes.
Dude, look at this fucking
oh
dream.
My god.
Look.
I know exactly what I would use it shit. For, dude. I would send it out to my driveway to burn all the fucking snow
get
off.
Get the snow off, dude. How sick is that?
Dude, that an army of those
just that this in the wrong kid's hands would be a fucking disaster.
Imagine 1,000 of those sending them off into battle.
Think they could burn themselves?
They're probably dripping fire retardant.
I would think so. But how that is fucking nuts, you guys. Like, this thing is shooting. I mean, I don't know how far that scream is. Maybe if I
20 feet, 25 feet.
It weighs 37 pounds. And then that's it. It tells me the dimensions. But you can get like different little.
Oh my god.
Fuck. But this thing, it's not joking around. I mean, it's a flamethrower. It's not going like a measly 5 feet. This thing is darting. Wow. Anyway, so
you can just buy that thing?
Yeah. Just go ahead.
And it comes with the flamethrower. It's not just the robot and then you attach it. It's
both those things together for $9,420. Add to cart. Oh yeah, free shipping.
So it seems expensive, but it also seems cheap at the same time. It does like seem cheap. I don't know what to measure or compare it to.
And it's only going to get cheaper.
Yeah,
which I think is
right.
That's where I'm going with
it. And it'll shoot farther and farther.
Mm-hmm. Like you're gonna have a tiny pocket size thing.
Yeah,
like it would be just like the size of an RC car, like even smaller, with a flamethrower on it, and you can just like wheel it over to your.
Some, oh, dude, imagine having neighbor. A drone just fucking dropping.
They have drone flamethrowers too. It's the future is wild, guys, so and it's on fire.
Do you trust these guys with the emergency seat, the emergency exit, if they own one of these? Does this show that their ability to be responsible, good decision makers?
Depends on what they're doing, and they could be burning ditch. Bunch of farmers using the Thermonator.
Yeah,
that's what that thing's going to be used for, is just practical things, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's no way it's going to get out of hand.
I feel like someone that's messing around with something like that and has a good grasp of that has
could
probably
open a door.
They probably got some sort of they got a brain that like they probably don't want to stereotype here.
Could pull a latch and kick a door.
Yeah, but someone that's got something like that, I feel, has been in, like, they could handle some situations.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, like, they're not just some average Joe that hasn't been around the block.
Yeah.
You know?
They've been around the block with a flamethrowing robot. Yeah.
And they got $9,400 to spend just randomly, so.
Yeah, this is my emotional support robot.
Flamethrower robot dog.
It has a little vest on it. Please don't pet.
Please don't pet, yeah.
Service animal. You're like,
not a bomb.
I'm not a bomb. Not a bomb. Not a bomb. Running through the
shooting
airport.
shooting flames. Not a bomb.
Also,
not a bomb.
I'm also not a bomb. He's just two dogs. robots.
Heading down to Baja.
sniffing each other's robo butts with a fucking flamethrower. Not a bomb. Not a bomb. Come here. Gotta go. Not a bomb. Here I come. Not a bomb. I'm a dog.
That's badass.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
I do. My dad has, he worked in the irrigation, so they did a lot of burning. So I would go over to his house and like he would rake up leaves. And I remember about every other weekend in the fall or whatever, he would be burning leaves. So he had a flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would, it was like a
torch kind.
An old torch kind. So he would burn that, and then he would go along the dishes and burn, like, that was just part of his job.
Mm-hmm.
So I was around that a lot, and he let me burn some leaves.
Burn some shit.
So I've always thought about, like, that's what I should get. Instead of shoveling in the snow, what am I doing? I should get just a flamethrower to go out there and just
get, like, it all off there.
I don't know how more people don't do that. It's something I've been thinking about for a long time.
Yeah, I've seen some videos of people doing it. I mean, you're going to deal with just melted, depends on how warm it is, just turn into water and freeze into ice.
What about a heated driveway, man?
Heated driveway would work.
Yeah, but that's
not nearly as fun.
Right.
Yeah, true.
But you get one of these robot dogs, and you just send them out to, instead of getting like a plow, like, let's say your road doesn't get plowed. You're like, you're on not on an arterial.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, fuck, when's the plow going to get to us? Everyone has one of those neighborhoods, and you just send them out, and they just fucking
flamethrower.
Yeah. Be awesome. Just send them down the street, like five of them next to each other, and just flame throwing snow everywhere.
Be fucking sweet. I'm in.
That's only $50,000.
I know. It's less than probably snowplow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Snowplow's probably $500,000. All right, let's hear from some of the kids. Let's get rolling on that. Hey, okay.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
I do.
All righty. This first email is coming in from our brave daughter, Brittany.
Brittany.
So many different ways to spell Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like Brittany.
Brittany.
Hello, Papa Joe and Daddy Brian.
Brian!
Brian! I have a couple poop stories.
Yes!
You let me read this one because...
Because poop?
I have a couple poop stories for you from when I worked at Subway and McDonald's.
talk about a footlong.
A McFootlong?
McDump.
So the first one is from when I was working as a sandwich artist. Jesus Christ.
You're killing it.
Working as a sandwich artist at Subway. I worked at Subway from when I was 16 years old until I was 20 to 23 years old. This was a total of 8 years. So I'm working through lunch rush with some of the coworkers, one being my manager, when a customer comes up to us and says, there's a huge mess in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to hear that.
No.
I'm on the register, so I end up having to be the one to go take care of this mess, in quotations, mm-hmm. in the bathroom. So I go out back, grab a roll of paper towels, and a bottle of bleach and head to the bathroom. Well, let's just say a roll of toilet paper and bleach was not going to be enough for this mess. I open the door and turn on the light, and all I see is shit everywhere. Flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
When I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. The mess looked like a person had diarrhea, was at the toilet, and just stood up and spun around, spraying everywhere.
Whee!
I'm dizzy. It was somehow on the ceiling, the floor, all over the toilet and the wall. I would quit.
Mm-hmm.
Next to directly across from the toilet. I don't know how this happened, but they had diarrhea and their whole body exploded. That sounds like a murder scene where there's blood on the ceiling and everything. And you know, when they,
how'd that happen?
They put all the little white rope, the strings, mm-hmm. all leading to this shit.
Trying to connect the dots.
Yeah, see where they're hacking away. There's
gotta be a way. Was this guy doing a somersault? If he was a gymnast and he did a front handspring at the right time, that's enough force to get that shit up there.
He's on a pommel horse just spraying shit.
Oh my God. Picturing gymnastics with diarrhea. Good times. All right, back to you.
The vault you're running under.
Yeah. Going over the pole and
stick
just,
it.
Just
okay. Where was I? The next one is when I was working at McDonald's. I didn't work there for even a full year before I walked out and quit after someone threw their cup of soda back through the drive. I've seen so many videos of people doing that. Milkshakes and shit.
I know.
Drive through
reminds me of Zips and the I said no fucking pickles! And just threw the bag of hamburgers back through the window at some, like, fucking 12-year-old. Cool move, dude.
Yeah, and all he did was just hand the food. He didn't make
He's like, sorry about the pickles. Want me to just take them off or make a new one? That would have worked.
Or you could have just taken them.
Or you could just scream at me and throw a bag of hamburgers at me.
Or you just take the pickles off yourself.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Because I made a mistake. Sorry.
Sorry about that. I'm 12.
So I walked out and quit after someone threw their soda through the drive-through window, covering me with it because it was the wrong soda.
Mm-hmm.
But when but on to the poop story associated with the reason for this email. I was working the front counter this day, and when my manager comes up to me and says, "Hey, since you work..."
Hey, I just found a perfect fit for you.
"Hey, since you work with poop from animals cleaning out their habitats at PetSmart..." You work with shit, right? Like,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but you've pushed poop around.
Said on your resume something about handling feces, or you
picked up poop and stuff. Yeah, cool. There's a lot of shit in the bathroom. Get on in there. I've never had to do anything. Your expertise. I mean, who could top it? Go in there.
Someone with a repertoire like you could. You could definitely.
What would take me 45 minutes is probably going to take you.
I'm just going to mess it up,
and that's just bad business. So I'm going to keep working
right
here.
Could we run on efficiency here at PetSmart?
Big Macs and handing people the right soda. You go in there and pick up shit. Thanks. Bye. Okay.
"Why don't you go take care of this mess in the bathroom?" He said.
Mm-hmm.
"I don't know how this mess and hamster poop ended up being the same thing, but it was like someone was standing up in the toilet and just exploded. It was all over the wall behind the toilet. The toilet was covered and all over the floor as well. It was green and gross and smelled just awful, just as awful as it sounds. I had gloves on and the bleach and paper towels and probably should have had a hazmat suit."
Man.
"Hope you enjoyed them. You love your daughter, Brittany."
Do we see the same fucking guy? Were we at the same McDonald's? My old man diaper story?
Well,
Ezra throwing up in his fucking sweatshirt.
This sounds like the same fucking guy that was at her Subway thing, too.
Yeah, he's just
like
following
her
around.
I think he's stalking her, and he's shitting all over the place, so she'll have to clean it up. It's like sending a dick pic, but different, you know? Like,
yeah, but like shitting in bathrooms at restaurants. But you know what I'm saying.
You know, it's basically the same
thing. It's basically the same
thing. The idea is the same.
Yeah, you get it. You get it. Well, sorry about your... fucking pass, Brittany. Oh. That's rough. Our second email coming in from our son Kyle, who writes, "So here I am, stoned playing Clash of Clans and listening to Tennis Ball Cowboy Childbirth Garden Hose. I didn't have a choice in the Would You Rather. I'm 100% the guy juggling tennis balls on a unicycle. Also, I feel kind of attacked being called a disappointment by my dads.
No.
Shit.
First abandoning me and then insulting me. And I'd love to have a West Side Story battle with another unicycle gang. Can you seriously say that wouldn't be a goddamn blast?" No, it would be.
Yeah.
Here's a video of me, Orange, and my buddy Blue Clubs, juggling while riding unicycles and filming on unicycles. I also juggle and breathe fire and Highline.
Oh my God.
Google Highline hot air balloon. I've seen that. Where the hot air balloons, and they have like the tight rope between the two.
Oh, yeah. Whew.
"From your son that kind of joined the circus, but instead spends all his money to do circus shit while living out of a van or truck to do more circus shit for no money. 3 out of 5 stars. All right. He sent in a little video. I'm just going to click play on it here. But there we go. There he is. Definitely riding a unicycle and juggling.
Proud of our nephew.
Yes.
Or my nephew.
Your nephew. It's our kid. And don't ever forget that.
Sorry.
You can have him on the weekends.
Okay.
Just don't do anything weird.
That is impressive.
Yeah. It is impressive.
Just don't touch him.
But it's just funny that, like, how precise of a situation gave, and then a listener was like, "Hey,
that's exactly me."
That's literally me as I'm listening to your show, you assholes.
Like, down to the color of the unicycle, almost.
Yeah.
Can he do that with flaming?
Oh, that's a good question.
Things?
I'm sure he could. If he does breathe fire, I'm sure he's tried it.
How come the juggling things are so similar to bowling pins?
I don't know, easy to grab, nice weight.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there was some connection there.
Mm. Like, I mean, it's the same audience.
Like, which came first?
I mean, someone who bowl. I've never met a bowler that can't juggle.
You ever met a bowler that couldn't juggle? Or, and vice versa?
You show me one and I'll show you a liar. No, but I could see someone just getting fucking a little bored bowling. He's like, "Wonder if I could toss these things around."
Juggling them around.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh shit, this is sick." No, I think it's a nice weighted shape. It's safe.
It's
and rounded.
Weight distribution allows it to flip over.
A little handle, somewhere to grab. Yeah,
I mean, it makes sense, but I still think there's like some connection that we're not aware of.
Yeah, well, maybe
because they are really similar.
That's the next lap time. The whole thing was just about why juggling pins and bowling pins are shaped the same.
On it.
It's going to be great.
Super good.
Well, kind of like those milk jugs at a carnival that you throw over with the softball and try to knock over.
Mm-hmm.
All that weight's at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get you. $5.
Right next to the glue.
All right, well, that's episode 98. Yay!
Yay!
Moving right along.
Super fun.
We'll keep talking. And if you want to hear us keep talking and saying dumb, weird shit, sign up for it on Patreon. Patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. Pick whatever tier is right for you. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the video version. If you go search for Can You Don't Podcast on YouTube. You have something you want to see on the show, like confessions or a petty beef or just weird shit, you juggling riding a unicycle, send that in to heyguys@canyoudon'tpodcast.com.
Get your juiciest confessions in
for a big one.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun. Uh-huh. Rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcast, and be sure to go check out everything Uncle Zach does. He doesn't only talk about communism, but sometimes...
Cards.
Yeah, scat. Go to scatcast.
More like communism, you know what I mean?
I get it. Fucking yeehaw.
Oh, yeah.
We got one in. That was the first one of the episode right there. Scatcast.com, and that's scat with a K. And then a big shout out, of course, to the babysitters that run the Can You Don't Playground on Facebook. If you haven't joined, go Thank join you. The whatever 20-something thousand people that are in there just trying to get us shut down, but we do our best to not do it. All right, I got a fact for you on the end of the show. Zachy!
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
So a user, his email address anyway, it was Kixir. So I don't know what their real name is, but they sent in something. They sent like a comic in, and then I looked it up, and I was like, fuck, I didn't know that. So it was inspired by Kixir. Okay. Did you know that moose can dive up to 20 feet underwater and hold their breath for up to a minute?
Oh, my God.
They can dive to either cool down or to eat underwater plants in the colder months.
He can only hold his breath for one.
Moose have flaps that close over their nostrils to prevent water from rushing up their noses. And it's also why in like Alaska and shit, that one of the main predators of moose are orca whales. Because they dive down and then whales fucking eat them.
That's nuts, dude.
20 what? Feet? What can a moose do?
That's terrifying, sort
of. Yeah. Like, imagine you're just kind of like you're, I don't know, you got some scuba gear on looking for clams.
And a moose comes swimming up next to you.
And a moose is just like, just takes a big bite of vegetation and just stares at you and then swims back up. And you're like, what the fuck?
Okay. I mean, if you did that and you saw that, Is there a weirder situation that you would be like, this can't be happening?
Well, I mean, practical weird. Yeah.
Yeah. There are things that you could think of, but like, that's such a, like a fish out of the water type of thing where like, what's the last thing you would expect to see swim next to you when you're scuba diving?
Moose.
A moose.
I think a moose is up there.
Yeah.
Like I'd say I'd pick a bear.
Well, but bear fit like a polar bear. You ever gone to a zoo and you see a polar bear swimming down like that? Even that is like not that crazy.
Panda bear. How about that?
Yeah.
Koala bear.
For some reason, though, a bear doesn't seem that weird to me swimming. It just like doesn't matter what bear.
A moose just isn't built.
Yeah,
it has the opposite of any sort of aerodynamics.
That's what I'm thinking.
They have huge reverse fins on the front that like are stopping them from swimming.
Yeah, and skinny bears have they've got the body to like I don't know. Swimming seems fine. Yeah, but a moose, it's like long, skinny legs and huge antlers. It's just such a
holding
weird
its breath.
Yeah.
Hello. Excuse me.
I just picture the
God
like
damn it, fucking.
Oh, it's so weird.
This is the worst feat for this.
hooves. Swimming with hooves. I'm sorry. Like bears have big paws. You know, like you see they can scoop.
Just keep like, scooping. Just
that's keep. Just so weird. Hooves.
I don't know. Yeah, moose. It's probably because Rocky and Bullwinkle, but moose always sound like that in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I'ma come get the vegetation.
That's fucking weird.
Here I go.
And terrifying.
Here I go. Just keep huffing. Excuse me. All right. Off to the bonus stuff.
Oh, my God. I'm picturing like somebody floating down the river. And
a moose coming
like
through.
You drop your phone and you're like, you're looking for your phone.
And a moose brings it up for
you. Yeah, it's like hooked in his, either in his mouth or in his antlers. What the fuck?
Your iPhone 15 was stuck in my vegetation. Here you go.
Have a good
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Moose.
Have a good day. And the moose just goes,
yeah, the flaps go back in his nose. Oh, that's so funny.
He thinks he's being so sneaky, but like a shark fin, it's just fucking moose it, antlers yeah, just going antlers down the like, I can see you, Moose. No, you can't.
Yeah, because that's even, that's kind of funny. Like a shark thinking they're so stealthy, but they don't know that their dorsal fin's sticking out of the water. No, that's funny, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so stealthy. And like, dude, I can see your
no one's going to see me right here. It's an 8-foot fucking moose rack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm safe. I'm just getting my vegetation. Okay, let's get to the bonus stuff.
Okay.
All right. Do a bye thing.
Bye.